Okay, well, 1 Chronicles 17, verse 4. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, it is not you who will build me a house to dwell in. So, you know, that's the whole point, is the fact that David wanted to, but mm-hmm. he wasn't allowed to. His son was going to do it.
Right.
And the real name of God is Yahweh, which actually means I am. Okay. So in traditional Jewish culture, it was actually considered disrespectful to say the name and even spell it. So they would actually take out the vowels to show respect. So you get YHY or YHWH because they were that careful about it. And so when you get to a group like the Masons, they're a secret society. Mm-hmm. They have some issues theologically. Some consider it actually to kind of be a cult.
Right.
Because in order to be a Mason, a candidate must believe in the existence of a supreme being, the great architect of the universe. Masonic scholar Alan Roberts writes, you have learned that Freemasonry calls God the great architect of the universe. This is the Freemason's special name for God because he is universal. He belongs to all men regardless of their religious persuasion. So there's an interesting thing right there.
Yeah.
Regardless of their religious persuasion. All wise men acknowledge his authority. In his private devotions, a Mason will pray to Jehovah, Muhammad, Allah, Jesus, or the deity of his choice.
Oh, wow.
So there's a big problem right there.
Yeah.
They pray for, you know, different gods. So it kind of depends on the day. Which god are you going to pray to?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, huge problem.
Yep.
So when it comes to that, Christians should reject such kind of practice because, of course, believers should identify with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead.
Yeah.
And in essence saying, you know, the Masons are actually saying Hiram is their Messiah, not Jesus, as scripture says.
Right.
And of course, anyone that denies Jesus as the Christ is considered one to be filled with the Antichrist. So Christians, I would say, should avoid actually being part of this organization based on what scripture says and based on what, you know, Masonic beliefs say. 1 John 22 says, who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you got to use your head about this as well as your heart. But more importantly, you got to listen to what God is saying through all this.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is the real name of God, Yahweh, which means I am. And, you know, this whole thing about this quote unquote real name that other religions try and teach, it's not thing. It's not the real thing at all.
No.
So be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Discernment, like we were talking about earlier, you got to be praying for discernment.
Yeah.
100%. There we go.